Rosanna, our listeners know you for your work with Capital Region Complete Streets. What they may not know is that your professional work involves giving occupational health and safety training to low-wage immigrant and temporary workers, something you're doing right now in Hurricane Harvey-ravaged Houston.
So I've been here since Monday, September 11th, and I'll be here through Friday. So we're right in downtown Houston helping to organize some health and safety trainings for workers that are going to begin the cleanup efforts. We're working with a coalition of other health and safety professionals that are coming from Ohio, the International Chemical Workers Union in Cincinnati, Massachusetts. There's another coalition for occupational safety and health there, and one of our members from the National Coalition for Occupational Safety and Health out in California. And it's actually a train-the-trainer program. So we're training future trainers that are, you know, residents of Houston, community activists and organizers that are in this area that have been personally affected by the hurricane and that also know people that are affected. And so the hope is that we are training them so that they can continue to hold these trainings after we leave, and they're able to increase the capacity of the workers to understand what are the hazards that they face as they begin to do some of the cleanup, and what are some of the ways that they can protect themselves. So it's really a collaborative effort. We have funding from the National Institute of Environmental Health Sciences, which is kind of underneath the National Institute of Health, and that's how we're able to do all this work.
What was your impression? What was it like when you arrived there in Houston?
When everybody from my team had gotten here, we went on a tour of one of the neighborhoods that got affected by the hurricane, and it's near Bray's Bayou, and it's a pretty well-off neighborhood. This hurricane seemed to be different from Katrina in that, you know, it affected a lot of people regardless of income, and so this neighborhood, you know, very well-to-do, upper middle class. I think a lot of people had cleaned up their houses and kind of gutted them out because everything was out in the front yard. Plywood and sheetrock, furniture. It was like multiple streets. You know, the closer you got to the bayou, the higher the piles were. And the smell was just really strong. And one thing that tells us that people are already cleaning out their houses. And the person that was taking us around, showing us, it was actually his house that got flooded. He's a staff member at the worker center. And he said that, you know, he and his family went back in 2 days after the waters receded, and they immediately started taking things out without using any personal protective equipment. So if they did that, I'm sure other families have also done that just to kind of get all the wet stuff out. That tells us that this training is definitely needed because there's probably already teams of workers trying to clean up houses and get everything out and probably not knowing what the dangers are. Toxic chemicals that are in the sediment and the water that soaked everything, sewage. You know, there could be mold developing already, so it's been really hot while we're here. So it's just seeing that in person really brought home, you know, to us that we need to do this. And we're here 2 weeks after the hurricane, but there's no way that, you know, this is not going to be needed for the next few months and years.
How are the immigrant communities recovering?
The difference that you see between people that are citizens or that are cleaning out their houses in the immigrant community, especially undocumented immigrants, that there's this resistance to throwing anything out because you've worked so hard to attain it. One of the staff members that took us around was saying that, you know, you can see the difference because people that may be citizens are just throwing everything out. They know that they're going to get FEMA money to rebuild and, you know, insurance and all that. But people that are undocumented that know that they can't apply for any of those benefits, they have all their things drying out in the backyard instead of in the front yard where it'll just be taken away.
How is the experience there affecting you as a New Yorker?
We have to be ready for disaster like this to happen. I mean, to have two big natural disasters happen back to back this summer, you know, we kept hearing that it's very unusual. They're big storms, and I just feel like we have to be, as communities, we have to be prepared. And just because it happened in Houston doesn't mean that it can't happen in upstate New York again, you know, like we had with Irene, or in the coast of New York with Sandy, or in other parts that we don't usually associate with having a hurricane. I think this kind of work, we have to be ready for capacitating our communities and just hope that, you know, that we're able to be ready and prepared for when the next one comes.